Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Feels like it's been a long time coming, but the U.S. and China appear to have reached an agreement on what the two countries are calling a Phase One trade deal. It includes lower tariffs on some Chinese imports and concessions from China, including a commitment to buy billions of dollars of American farm products. Here's President Trump earlier today.
And I say affectionately, the farmers are going to have to go out and buy much larger tractors because it means a lot of business.
The president also said negotiations will begin immediately on the next phase of this deal. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, good to speak with you.
You too, Peter.
And I'm looking at the markets, and they're kind of lukewarm, actually. A lot of times they jump on trade news, but maybe it's because we've had false starts before. Is this deal for real?
I mean, it seems to be as close to an agreement as we've gotten. But I would point out that this deal still needs to go through legal review in both countries, and it has to be translated back and forth, and each side's translation reviewed. And those kind of sound like routine things, but they've proven to be sort of stumbling blocks in these negotiations in the past. So I think Wall Street, I guess that famous catchphrase, cautiously optimistic, yeah, about this is appropriate.
And what do we know about the terms of this deal so far?
Well, the big thing is obviously that this last batch of tariffs that the U.S. had threatened on China will not be implemented this weekend as had been threatened. And that was really of concern to a lot of people in the market because it would have hit very much consumer goods, electronics and toys and that sort of thing. So that's off the table. And additionally, the U.S., according to China at least, has agreed to reduce the existing tariffs in phases. And what they're getting in return is China has agreed to purchase a lot more U.S. products, specifically agricultural products like soybeans.
Yeah. And the number we see is $50 billion. Again, we'll see if China actually ends up buying that amount. Mike, some critics of this plan have said that essentially the president is claiming victory for solving a problem that he started in the first place.
Well, you know, in some ways that's true. I mean, I think it all comes down to the details of this plan, which we haven't seen yet. You know, it's only been described to us as a thick deal, 9 chapters that include sections on things like intellectual property and how China forces the transfer of technology from U.S. firms operating there. Other things like their currency, how they set their currency exchange rate. So it sounds like there's a lot in it. Ultimately, we'll have to see those details and kind of render a verdict then.
Well, and Senator Marco Rubio from Florida tweeted yesterday that he's worried that by getting rid of some of those tariffs or lowering them, that in fact the U.S. has lost its leverage on the next phase of the deal. Does he have a point about that?
Well, I think the goal is to reduce the tariffs in phases. We still, again, don't know the details of how that will work. I think President Trump is not really gun shy about raising them again if he thinks he needs that leverage. So this is an important step towards an agreement, but the trade war story is not going away anytime soon.
No, it's not. I'm sure we'll have you on soon to talk about it. Mike Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Peter.